The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider Podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation, Bic Truss, woo-woo, Chris Bisignano. Well, we're almost 24 hours away from, 24 hours removed from that game. Chris, I don't know about you, but, you know, you watch a boxing match sometimes, and within the first two rounds, you just know how it's going to go. I don't know what point it was in the first quarter where I just thought, we're just outmatched talent-wise. I mean, it is what it is. That's how I felt. I don't know if you felt the same way, but I was just like, we're not winning this game. And I didn't get mad once last night. I just thought, we need more talent on this team. That's just how I felt.
Yeah. Well, when exactly did you feel like they were definitely not winning the game? Like in the first quarter, you mean? Early?
Yeah, when Mayfield just was hitting everyone.
Yeah, when he was marching down the
field. Yeah, and it was like he was just on, dude. I mean, I know we stopped him on the first fourth down, and they stopped us on that ridiculous special teams play we called, and then we stopped them on fourth. But it was just, even to get to the 50, Mayfield was just hitting guys. You saw the zone defense, and I know, I don't blame Graham, dude. I'm not sitting here second-guessing coaching. I understand why Graham does what he does, but you just see it. You could just see it, like, this is what we're going to play. Mayfield is going to kill us all night long. And that's just how I felt.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you were justified.
Yeah.
I feel that. Because he was.
Yeah.
You know? Look, they sold out basically to stop the run.
Yep.
That was their game plan. And they let Mayfield beat us, and he did.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you got to tip your cap to Mayfield. Because the receivers, you know, look, he made a lot of tough throws and contested catches, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't like guys were wide open all night. Like, what's going on? Nobody's covered anybody.
Right.
He made a lot of hell of a throws.
I mean, Isaac Yadam on a couple of them was right there. He zipped it in. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he got Love a few times. The guy in front of him, a guy made a contested catch. Love was on his back.
Yeah.
You know, good throw by Baker. Good catch. They had some, look, the story of the game was, you know, obviously Giants are 0-for-3 in the red zone. The Browns were 3-for-3.
Yep.
Big had all the time in the world to throw the ball. A lot of times they had long developing routes that Baker just sat back there, waited for it to develop, hit the receiver 17 yards down the field.
Yeah.
You know, no pressure at all. You know, I mean, they got a good line. They've only got up 17 sacks and all that, but you still got to get pressure. You got to get some hits and all that. And they had one quarterback hit all night.
Yeah.
That was the sack by Lawrence.
Sack. Yeah, yeah.
So that's a deadly – look, when you play that much zone and you don't get pressure, that's a bad combination, brother.
Yeah.
And Mayfield, look, this is the first year. This is his third year, the first time he's had a real good line in front of him.
Yeah.
And he's playing real good football, you know.
Yeah.
And Stefanski's, you know, really got a good system going on over there. And they like you said, Jerry, they sold out. They wanted to stop the run, and they did.
Yeah.
You know, they did. They did a good job on Chubb. They did a good job on Hunt. They couldn't stop Mayfield, you know. And then the other end of the ball, Judge said it, you know, we needed touchdowns. So we went for it a couple of times. Didn't work out. You could second guess the fake field goal. They thought they had something. It didn't work out. They covered it pretty good.
Yeah.
And then the other one, I thought they should kick the field goal. They went for it, gone, and got stopped.
Isn't that funny? I was okay with the second one, Chris, because at least they went to the guy who is arguably their best offensive player. I can't believe I'm saying that out loud, but it's true. But the first one to me was like, I guess I watched it again, and I don't know if Gano was an option there, but he was running a slant. It looked like Dixon could have hit him easily. I don't know if they expected the middle to open up and part like the Red Sea, and then Gates was going to be there by himself. But it just was like, ah, man, if we're going to go for it, let's just go for it. I just hated that play. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Yeah. You know, I wasn't crazy about it, lining up for that fake field goal and then, you know, the whole deal, punter, Dixon throwing a ball. I wasn't crazy about that. And I would have liked to have seen the offense stay out there and give it a shot. You know?
Or I guess, Chris, if they're going to do a fake field goal, just do a fake field goal where, you know, snap right. spot, get up, throw it to the tight end right. or somebody who's running off the edge. Yeah, sorry.
All right, look, they thought they could maybe fool them. They thought that maybe they had something they didn't.
Yeah.
You know, I had no, look, Jerry, I had no problem with on the second one. I had no problem with the play call giving it to Goleman.
No, me neither. Me neither.
I just thought they should have taken yep. points there because that was the second time down there they came out with nothing. I thought that was a little demoralizing.
Agree with you. Agree 100%. Yes.
And look, part of this too is that Judge, you know, said, you know, he kind of like, okay, if we don't make it, we'll pit him deep. The problem was, it didn't matter. They pinned
right,
the deep.
Right.
They had 295-yard drives, dude.
Yeah, I didn't know that until I didn't realize that until you pointed it out. I think this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, and you know, there's some kind of like you know thing going around. You know, oh, we held them to 20 points. You should. We didn't hold anybody. They only had 7 drives.
Yeah.
They had 3 long ones. You know,
yeah,
they missed an extra point. You know, they got the 3 touchdowns. It wasn't like the Giants stopped the Browns' offense.
No, dude, we had decent time of possession and didn't score. Right, like that was the best scenario for the Browns. Like, hold the ball, Giants, and don't score. Thank you.
Yeah. So you know, that was the story, man. I mean, you know, the possessions in the red zone, you know, really hurt them, and their offense is just look, McCoy. Missed throws left and right last night. Okay. I mean, he should have had Evan in the end zone.
Yeah.
He should have had Slayton down the sideline.
Slayton, he just threw it too far out. It was wide
he
open.
He had Tate one time.
Yeah.
You know, the arm strength, not enough zip on a ball. You know, McCoy showed last night why he's a backup.
Yeah.
Okay. For most of his career.
Yeah.
They, you know, so against a good Browns team, you got to get touchdowns. They didn't. The Giants offense, Jerry, overall body work has not been good this year.
Terrible.
When you think about a combined, you know, McCoy and a combined 9 touchdowns combined from McCoy and Jones, that's a horrific number. You know, that's a horrible number. You know?
Yeah.
And you know, he ran the ball a little bit last night at times. Morris actually was the best. He had a couple of runs. And that's the story, man. You know, they just, you know, the offense just really can't put 24, 27 points on a board, you know?
Did you feel like Freddie Kitchens did any worse than Jason Garrett last night?
No, Jerry, let's shoot down this ridiculous theme that's going on out there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot it down right now.
Mm-hmm.
They had, they script plays for every position, every possible scenario, okay? Mm-hmm. Yardage and distance.
Okay.
Freddie Kitchens just stuck to that.
Okay.
There was no different playbook, no different this. Oh, Kitchens called this. Garrett wouldn't have called there. It was all scripted and all yardage and distance, what they wanted to do. Hmm. Okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry, downs and yardage.
Yeah, downs and distance. Yeah, sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
Downs and distance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I know some people are like, oh, you know, Kitchens, did he do a better job? He would have called. He called this here. Garrett wouldn't have. That's not what happened. Trust me on this.
Yeah.
Okay, there was no change at all. The players even said it afterwards. You know, they just didn't execute.
Yeah.
They just didn't execute, you know. And when you don't execute continuously, you know, it always comes back to the play call and all that. Rightfully so at times. Don't get me wrong, you know.
Right.
But these guys just don't execute, Jerry, you know, when they need to on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
You know, and guys aren't really getting open. You know, last night, maybe some back shoulders were there, you know, but McCoy missed them, you know. And they were like, you know, this, like, look, Shep got a little upset afterwards. He used the X about separation. He didn't like that.
Question. Saw that.
Yeah. But at times they don't, you know, numbers don't lie. Stats don't lie, you know.
Yeah.
But at other times they have, and quarterbacks haven't gotten the ball either. I've seen that too, you know.
The
best in offense.
The two things that were abundantly clear, and it's things that we've talked about, I think every Giant fan's talked about. I mean, they need, in the worst way, a number one wideout, and they need an edge rusher. And maybe Carter is it. Maybe Carter was on his way to that great season. I like the potential of Carter Coughlin. Cam Brown really didn't play last night, which was weird, I thought. Right? He didn't play a defensive snap?
No.
Right.
Yeah.
you know, O'Shane Zimenez, we're still waiting. Thackrell was out. But, like, we need a threat. We need an edge rusher. We need a number one receiver. And that, just to me, dude, that's why I walked away thinking, man, I get why Judge went for it. I wouldn't have. I would have kicked the field goal three times. But I get why he went.
Fair enough. But
I understand. I wasn't mad at Judge. I understand why he went for it. Because the offense can't score. So it's like, oh, yeah. You know, almost like, when are we going to get down here again? So let's go for it. So I get it. But that's those two pieces, Chris. That's so, but if they don't take an edge rusher or a wideout with their first pick, and regardless of what they do in free agency, I'm going to lose my mind, because that it's so clear they need those two things.
Yeah. I got to be honest with you, Jerry. To me right now,
yeah,
I think they need the receiver more than the edge guy, because you're getting some guys back next year, you know?
Yeah.
Hopefully X, you know, Carter.
Yeah.
You know, you saw the Giants pass rush is pretty good when those guys were in there, you know, even after Carter got hurt early in the year.
Right.
You know, now I'm not saying they have a legit bona fide, you know, double digit sack guy. I'm just saying, if you look at it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Can you sit here and say, well, defense has been the issue this year? That's why
And if you ask me which one I'd rather have, I agree. They need a number one receiver.
Yes. I mean, Jerry, we need both. Don't get me wrong, right? We need both.
Right.
But right now, man, you need that guy who could do some things, man, on the outside.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
And to me, I've been saying this for a couple of weeks now. They need it desperately.
Yeah.
Desperately.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll tell you what. I'd even get one in free agency and the draft. I would get two. That's how serious I would be about this. I'm not saying everyone likes Allen Robinson, a guy like that. And in the first round, take your receiver, because it gives you insurance, right? And Slayton, we think, is a number two. He's a nice two, right? I think we've, you know, last night, he was open on the one. Did you see the ball he dropped? It almost looked like, I'm not laughing, but it looked like it was that movie, Necessary Roughness, Stonehands. Like, oh my God, Darius is right in your chest. Sterling Shepard's a nice slot receiver, but I almost would go free agency and the draft. So sorry to go on like that. Go ahead.
No, that's fine, man. That's fine. I don't think anybody's going to disagree with you, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we don't expect Tate back in next year.
No.
You know, so you wouldn't mind having, like you said, another guy on the outside with Slayton and Shep, right?
Yeah.
Oh, if there's four, there's four in here, whatever you want to figure it out. But it's a position that definitely needs an upgrade, and hopefully, you know, the offensive line. Look, the offensive line did a pretty good job last night, right?
Protection one. Good for Andrew Thomas, too. He had a great game.
Yeah. You know, so you couldn't really blame them.
Nope.
Right?
No.
One sack, not many pressures, you know, from the Browns, and who have been doing a great job of getting to the quarterback the last few weeks, you know?
Yeah.
So you say, okay, well, McCoy missed guy, you know, obviously red zone, fourth downs they didn't make, one the fake field or the other one. It's execute. A lot of it's execution, Jerry, like that one little woman Gallman there, you know?
Yeah.
On that fourth and one, it looked like Shep didn't get his block. I got to look at it again now. The old 22 is out, but it looked like Shep just kind of winged his man a little bit, and that slowed Gallman down enough.
Yeah.
You know, and he didn't get that first down, you know?
Yeah.
Look, Jerry, it's one of those. You know, if he makes it there or goes in, great call, you know?
Right.
I know a lot of people have a problem. I did. I thought I would have taken the points there just for that. Okay, let's get some points on the second time around. The first time around, I really didn't have a problem with it. Yeah. But it's one of those things, Jerry, like if Riley Dixon hits a wide open guy, well, great
then
call,
he's a genius.
Joe, you know?
Sure. Yeah, I agree. Yep.
All right, it didn't work out. So what are we doing? You know, it's one of those, you know, you even Judge said it afterwards. I know, you know, it's a second guess type call and all that, but we felt we needed touchdowns. We felt they kind of drafted something up during the week that could work, and it didn't, you know?
Yeah.
So that's, it is what it is, Jerry. You know, it is what it is. The defense, look, the bottom line is they didn't do much different without Bradberry. Okay. But obviously the Bradberry talent did come and play on some balls that maybe were caught in front of corners, like Yidam and Love. Would have been knocked down by James, you know?
Yeah.
The one touchdown would look like it was a total miscommunication by Devontae Downs, you know?
He played the run. That's what they I had the privilege of watching that on TV because Collinsworth explained it right afterwards.
Right. Well, you know what, Jerry? The only reason why I didn't jump down his didn't say it was all him at first, because one, I was in a boat, two. Mm-hmm. He kind of looked at McKinney one time, like, that's why maybe I said to myself, whoa, was McKinney supposed to roll over? I mean, it was obvious. It looked like downs. Don't get me wrong. But I just didn't want to slam it first, just to make sure. Because, you know, I wasn't quite positive, but then it came out. You know, I don't think Downs played a snap after that.
He was out after that. He didn't come back in. Yeah, Mayo, so, Mayo was in the rest of the game.
Right. So, obviously, that was Downs. You know, he looked lost in the end zone, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Not Mayo. I'm sorry. Brunson, too. So, not Brunson. Damn it. Crowder. Crowder. Yeah.
So, that hurt him. You know, that hurt him, obviously. The other one, Jerry, look, you know, another long development play. Baker's rolling to his right. Landry's running through the back of the end zone, you know?
Yeah.
Great throw by Mayfield.
And Mayfield missed the wide open Njoku right in front of him. He made the harder throw of those two.
Right. I guess he's trying to show off his arm or something.
I guess. Njoku was almost looking at him like, dude, there's literally no one near me. But, right. Yeah.
So, you know, great throw by Mayfield. Really good catch by Landry. Wasn't the worst coverage by Isaac Yiddum, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't the worst coverage, but it was just a great throw and great catch, you know. And so that was a heck of a job. They did what I said they were going to do, tight end screens. They did some screens, right? Yeah. Giants were pretty good on it, not bad.
Yeah.
But, Jerry, you know, here's the thing, and I was tweeting it last night, is that they weren't getting pressure on Mayfield, and these guys are dropping in the open windows. They're finding the spots in the zones.
Yeah.
And Mayfield's just sitting back there waiting, wait, boom, boom, boom. You know, either a short hit or a guy 10-yard drops, you know, just drops in the zone, you know, does a little sit route where he just sits there, or he does a little, you know, a little curl where he gets in, and they're hurting the Giants the last 2 weeks with it, you know?
Yeah.
So the deadly, it's a very bad combination, dude. No pass rush, and you're playing zone. You know, last night I was tweeting like, Patrick, you're going to have to get out of this. You know, you're going to have to mix this up a little bit. I know you're scared of Yiddum, probably in love, and but they're showing the same things, either it's cover three or cover two, you know, the whole deal. And it's like, you just see the last 2 weeks between Arizona and Cleveland, they're figuring out where to get open in those windows, you know?
Yeah.
And it's hurting them.
Yeah.
And it's hurting them. Now, against Seattle, you know, at times the Giants had good pass rush. Russell's rolling out of there.
Yeah.
They disguised a little bit more. They really tightened those windows quick on the Seahawks receivers. But the last 2 weeks hasn't been the same.
You know, and the average fan's going to say Leonard Williams has been very quiet for two games now.
Leonard Williams played a hell of a game last night.
Yeah, right. But pass rush-wise, they're going to say, well, he's not getting to the quarterback. But he had, I think, six tackles last night. He was getting double teamed, no?
He always does, you know.
No, but I'm saying, like, what I mean is that might be the first thing fans say that –
No, I've seen it. Yeah. Oh, where's Leonard Williams? Guys, he's not going to have a sack and a half every game.
Right.
Where was Myles Garrett last night?
Right.
Into the last garbage time, you know?
Yep.
The point being is that you can't expect guys to come out and get, you know, two sacks a game. It's not going to happen. Did he make an impact in the game? He had tackle for loss. He had three pressures. Yeah, he made a little bit of impact, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I know he didn't have sacks. Okay, but you can't go into every game and say, well, Leonard Williams is going to get two sacks. It ain't going to happen like that.
Yeah, he's not the only guy. There's got to be other guys as well.
He's not the only guy, you know?
And that's what – when everybody asks, like, Leonard Williams or Tomlinson. I love Tomlinson. I think he's a good kid. I think he's a guy you can build around. I'd love to keep both of them, but I don't even think it's close as far as who you keep there. So to answer your future Twitter questions and your past ones, this is why you want to keep Leonard Williams, and he's actually a little younger than Tomlinson, believe it or not.
Yeah, Leonard Williams is a better player than Tomlinson.
Yeah.
You know, no question about it. Now it depends on price tags and all that stuff, right? So we'll see in the offseason what they want to do with that.
Yeah.
But like you said, Jeff, if it's one of the two, it's definitely Leonard Williams.
It's not even close.
Not even close, you know. So,
Hey, real quick, Chris. Hey, everybody. A word from our sponsor, MyBookie. Between the NFL and college football, there's no shortage of games to watch. And with thousands of lines available on all your favorite sports and events, you could turn your game day into payday, baby, with MyBookie. If you're the type of guy who likes to back the big favorites, consider putting a couple in a parlay for a much bigger payout. Not only do parlays make meaningless games exciting, but more importantly, they give you a chance to turn ordinary bets into a real moneymaker. And don't forget the underdogs. They have a ton of value. The thing about the NFL is that underdogs are never really dogs on Sunday. Every team has a chance to win. Well, except for the New York Jets. And you do too. Game spreads, championship futures, and player prop bets. It's never too late to get in on the action and start turning your sports knowledge into actual cash in your wallet. Sign up at MyBookie, and when you do, use our promo code, GIANT, to claim a deposit match, dollar for dollar, all the way up to 1,000.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Bucks. It's a bonus designed to give you a little help and a head start on your winning season. That's promo code GIANT for you to claim your bonus when you make your deposit. Even stacked UFC cards. You can bet on those as well. All the major sports and more. Sign up today to begin your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. Again, guys, promo code GIANT. And we are back. Sorry, it was on Leonard Williams. You there, bud?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to ask a question.
No, I was on Leonard Williams. I don't know where you wanted to go next. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's it. You know, Leonard played well last night. You know, Leonard played well. I know he didn't have the sack and a half and all that, but he played a good game last night. I thought Dexter Lawrence was really good last night.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
That's a side. Look, on the back end, you know, Logan, even Ryan said afterwards, they got us sometimes, you know, in the zone. You know, and they didn't do any much different. He said without Bradbury, it was basically the same zone coverages that they always play.
You know what I like about Logan Ryan? He's pissed off in his press conference. Like, for too long around here, we've just accepted losing, and it's like, well, we gave it our best. Logan Ryan's pissed. And he's like, a losing record's new to me since first year at Rutgers. You know, he's... As a supporter of this team, I love that.
Yeah. Especially, you know, guys used to winning, right? His whole NFL career.
Yeah, right.
This is new to him, you know?
Yep.
But he accepts responsibility. He says it like it is. He says what they have to do and what they didn't do, you know? He does that every game, man.
Yeah.
You know? He was still last night. I know a lot of people probably jumping off the bandwagon now, right? He said that. He goes, I know a lot of people probably like not believing in us now, but
yeah,
we're going to go back to work and all that. But look, Jerry, we both had Cleveland winning. I expected a tough, tighter game. But Cleveland really took it. Mayfield really took it to him. You know?
I felt worse as that game got closer, too, Chris. It's weird. Like, it was more of a loss as we got closer to game time. I don't know. I just was like, thinking about like McCoy and, you know, Bradbury being out. I just thought, this is not going to be good.
Yeah. So it was pretty funny because McCoy missed some of those throws early and somebody next to me up in the booth goes, we have no chance winning this game.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I said, well, we better get some turnovers, you know, real quick, or we're probably not going to score 20 points. And needless to say, they didn't come near scoring that, you know. But, look, I don't blame Judge. Like I said, Judge felt he needed the touchdowns. They didn't do it. They didn't execute. And obviously, Jerry, offense is going to have to be upgraded in spots this offseason. Yeah. So.
Yeah, you wonder if, like, I keep saying I think tight end, but I don't think they're going to upgrade tight end. I think they're going to roll with Evan Engram. You know, I did a Christmas wish list in my column this week, and nothing earth-shattering, guys. It was edge rusher, a wide receiver, edge rusher, O-line depth, probably a defensive lineman because we're going to lose Tomlinson. But I put tight end, too. Like, I've had it with Evan Engram, buddy. I'm done. And I know the throw was late last night, but it's like, he just never comes down with, I don't know. I was so down on Engram again. He didn't do anything, till the end of the game, it seemed. And I'm not there to see if Evan Ingram's wide open all game, Chris. So I don't know.
No, he's not.
Right. And it's like, okay. So, like you said, they need so many upgrades on offense. And I want to roll forward with Daniel Jones. I know a lot of people want to kill the kid, but a healthy is part of it, right? The best ability is what? Availability? That's what,
yeah.
And he's got to stay healthy and he needs his legs. The version of him last week is not the guy. It's got to be somebody, it's got to be when he's back, has to have all of his abilities, you know, at his fingertips. Got to be able to run and not have any nagging injuries because he's a different player. So I'm fine going forward with him. I walked away from that game thinking Judge had no chance last night. We didn't have a chance to win that game. So.
Yeah, Jerry, it definitely after they made it, 7-3, 13-3.
7-3 was way too much. I was like, we're done.
Right. When they made it 13-3, it was like, well, we're not scoring 16 points here, you know?
Right.
So it is what it is. Look, chances are, they're not making no playoffs. Next week's games will be really tough. I think Washington has Carolina at home, right?
Yeah, they do.
So
I appreciate Evan Roberts' tweet last night giving us all a scenario. Did you see that one?
No, actually, I didn't.
Evan Roberts put out a tweet last night saying Giants can make the playoffs by losing next week and Washington losing two games, Giants beating Dallas and Eagles beating, you know, Washington.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, thanks, Evan. We appreciate that, but I'm with you, Chris. I just think, you know, next week is going to be – I just have a feeling next week's going to be an ugly game. We'll preview it later. Actually, we have to figure out when we're doing that. It's Thursday's Christmas Eve. We'll preview it later in the week. But, yeah, it's just I agree with you, Chris. I don't see the playoffs in the future, unfortunately. Sorry to be a downer, everybody, but it is what it is.
Yeah, look, Jerry, you don't expect them to win in Baltimore, but that's why they play them.
Sure.
We didn't expect to win in Seattle, right?
Yep.
And I don't think anybody expected the Jets to beat the Rams yesterday.
No, so, they did not. Nope.
So, look, you know, you hate – if obviously, Jerry, if people ask you, what do you guys think? You obviously go, well, it doesn't look good, right?
Yeah.
But that's, you know, if Jones comes back this week, you know, we'll see what happens. They're playing a Baltimore team that's now starting to round the shape, right?
Of course.
In December. So it's going to be a tough task. Like you said, we'll get into that, I guess, Saturday. We'll do the podcast right after Christmas, you know. We'll get into that. But it's going to be difficult. We know that. And the Cowboys, who are playing a little bit better themselves that last game, you know.
Yeah.
But we'll probably know by then if Washington – we'll see, depending on what Washington does. But I have to be honest with you, Jerry. I'm not really even thinking along those lines right now.
No,
you know?
No, me neither.
I don't want to, like, echo Judge and sound like I'm, you know, but it's like, okay, let's just focus on Baltimore and try to make this a game and try to steal one out there, you know, against a team that's playing really well right now, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not really thinking about, well, if Washington does this, and, you know, even yesterday, it's like, oh, the game's tied. I was like, I don't feel good about tonight, you know?
Yeah, and I was happy, obviously, during the day. Two out of three went our way. And look, guys, I don't mean to be a downer. I'm very – if the Giants are a stock, I'm buying because I love the future. I really do. I keep saying it. We have the right guy. We love defensive coordinator. I love, most of the coaching staff. I am very excited about the future of this franchise, especially when people come back next year. And then we, you know, add to the holes that we have in the offseason. I think Gettleman will work with Judge and get him all the players he wants. But it's just this season that 2 weeks ago we felt so good. And now it's like, well, let's just try and win one Sunday and then just see what happens, right? So that's all.
Yeah, so... Yeah, that's where we're at right now. So, you know, what are you going to do? You got, you know, Cleveland's playing really well and all that. And even though he lost a tough Baltimore team last week, but they took it to us. And there's nothing, you know, nothing more. What didn't we cover? You know, I mean,
yeah.
You know, what, you know, it's the bottom line. Mayfield got us good, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we couldn't do anything offensively. So.
And special teams, real quick. You know, Deion Lewis started off with a nice run fumbled again, right?
I'm glad you brought it up. Go ahead, Joe. Yeah.
He fumbled again. It's like, okay, what are we doing?
You know, I'm a little surprised, Jerry, to be honest with you, that Joe Judge is sticking with him.
I know.
I mean, you know, last week he fumbles, sets up Arizona for a touchdown, makes it 13-0.
Yep.
He fumbles again last night, and luckily we recovered, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand he had the first good kickoff return, you know, to start the game, but, dude, it's like we can't have a kickoff return of putting the ball on the ground deep in our territory.
Right.
And I'm surprised. I'm like, after he fumbled again last night, Jerry, I was like, well, you're going to see CJ Board back there. I can't see Lewis again. Yeah. And it was Lewis again.
Yeah. He's loyal to him for some reason.
You know, I know he's a veteran and all that, but it's like, Joe, you got to, you know, this guy's hurting it. Yo, when do you get this guy out of here? You know?
Right. Right, and Giant fans are asking, what the hell does Dante Pettis have to do to get on the field?
Well, I can't answer that.
I don't know.
You know, I'm not there in practice. Obviously, there's something they don't like about Pettis.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, look, they do things, you know, there's sometimes, you know, judging the staff, but you have to have faith in them, right? I mean, all of a sudden, Cam Brown didn't play a snap last night.
Yeah, it was weird.
I thought that was weird.
Yeah.
You know, now the right tackle rotation, that went out the window last night. Now, Judge said today he came up with a little ailment, and he kind of was using an emergency type situation if they needed him.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if I'm going with that.
Mm.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know if I'm going with that. You know, But, you know, I got to take what he says, you know, got to believe what he says. He said, you know, he popped up a last second ailment and he couldn't go. And that's why he didn't play. But if we needed him, we would have used him in emergency, you know, basically what he said, you know.
Right.
So to me, it's like, well, what if Fleming got hurt?
Yeah.
You know, in the first series. So I guess he's good to go for 60 snaps then. So to me, it's a little bit more than that, you know.
I wonder what it is.
I don't know. Maybe they just didn't like the way he looked last week. They didn't like the way he looked at practice, and they didn't feel comfortable, and Fleming was playing pretty decent, you know?
Yeah.
But he did rotate Hernandez and Lemieux, you know?
Yeah.
But whatever. It's not the reason why they lost. I'm just saying. I thought that was a little strange after he kind of had that rotation going with both of those positions, you know?
Yeah. So. A couple more things. Peppers had a quiet game last night, no?
Yeah. Yeah, he was, you know, listen, a little quiet. He was asked to do a little bit more on the back end.
Yeah, that's true.
And then he came up, you know, he was, you know, not one of Peppers, you know, standout games the way he has been. But
yeah.
I thought Blake was pretty good, you know.
Yeah. 10 tackles again.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good. And well, one of the stories of the game, Jerry, is that those guys, Jabal Sheer and those guys, you know, those guys are up front, and Graham dialed it up a little bit in the second half, but they just couldn't get to Baker, you know?
Yeah.
And Baker's really good at moving up in that pocket, getting out of tight windows, you know? Yeah. He did that a few times last night. He hurt us with his legs once or twice, you know?
Yeah.
And he can make throws. Look, the guys, you know, the guy's playing really well.
This is the kid that we liked coming out of college, right?
Yeah.
We started doing this. We were like, oh, I like Baker Mayfield, man. Yeah. So.
Yeah, we just didn't like what he brought off the field.
Right.
Which he has shown with his mouth and all that, you know?
Yeah.
But you get away with that, Jerry, when you're 10-4.
That's right. You totally do.
When you're 6-10, like last year, you don't. You're
no.
Like, what's this clown doing?
Yeah.
You know, when you're 10-4, now it's like, oh, he's colorful. Ha, huh? You know?
Yeah, right. When you're 10-4 and you're loudmouth, you're colorful. When you're 6-10 and you're bad, you're a distraction.
Right. That's the way it works. You know, you know, even with Odell, you know, those last year, there's stuff, you know, the Giants were 12-4 and Odell was marrying Nets. And
2016, it's like, oh, he's right. A gamer. Net,
you know, and acting crazy. Everybody, oh, look at Odell, he's so colorful. Ah, you know?
Dude, I once wrote an article in The Insider during 2016. I can't even say it without laughing, comparing Odell Beckham to Paul O'Neill. I was just like, no, guys, he just tries hard. How come no one cared when Paul O'Neill would smash the water bucket? I mean, I was really reaching. I was a huge Odell supporter. And then it just all fell off the rails. So, but you're right. I'm part of that problem. One more thing. I saw McKinney got PFF's. And I don't expect you to explain PFF's grading system to me.
I can't explain it, Jerry.
He got the highest rating of all the defensive backs last night.
Yeah.
Did he play that well? I didn't see him really.
Well, you know, he made some tackles. He didn't make, I don't know how to do it.
Right. Okay, good.
But you know what? He's not out there saying, oh, crap, McKinney missed that coverage.
That's
true.
Crap,
he missed that tackle.
Right.
He played a lot of deep half safety, and he played some slot in the second half, went back to safety. That's the way they do it, you know. So he had a couple of tackles, you know, and he's getting his feet wet. You know, he's getting a lot of snaps now.
Yeah.
And he's not – I think he's coming along, Jerry. You know what I mean? He's coming along. He hasn't made that – I put it out there. I said, Tiny's going to make that one impact play, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't. Okay, I was wrong. You know, I was hoping he would. I had a feeling, but maybe it'd be next week, maybe the week after. But he's coming along,
right?
And you know, and it's tough. You missed the whole year. He's getting used to a lot of different things.
And it's just a safety position. Safety's not easy to learn coming in.
No. Yeah. So, and I'm watching him there. He knows his responsibilities, Jerry. I see him to what he's doing on a snap, pre and post, and he knows what he's doing out there, Jerry. You know?
Yeah.
He's not like I see him out there and he's like looking left, right, like what the hell am I? Like he thinks he's in the middle of a desert or something, you know what I mean, by himself, you know?
Right.
You know, so that's a good sign. But Peppers, you know, look, he didn't have one of his impact games.
Right.
You know?
It's like he's been so good for us, you expect it. And when he has an off game, it's like, oh, what happened to him that game? Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
So it happens. But yeah, McKinney, that made me laugh when I saw that. I'm like, I don't even know how they grade this. But guys, on Twitter, please stop with like the McKinney sucks tweets. Like, come on. It's just the third game. And he's coming from college to pro safety, that's a harder position. It's not even like running back where it's a little easier adjustment. Like I'm saying.
All right.
Yeah.
Jerry,
Yes.
You're 100% right in that, dude. I mean, enough with the McKinney stinks. And, right. Oh, my God. Like, right. You want to come in and be Ronnie Lott from day one. I mean, holy
God. Come on.
But here we go, Jerry.
Yes.
By the time people hear this, they'll know.
Okay.
So the folks listening.
Yes.
I put it on Twitter before. Get ready. You're going to get a. You're going to be shocked by this news. Some of you might fall out of your chair. You're going to get a lot of what the Fs and all that.
Right.
Evan Engram made the 2020 Pro Bowl. What do you think about that, Jerry?
The fix is in. Like, who tabulated the votes?
The folks, sorry I couldn't tell everybody on Twitter, but I know everybody would get a serious reaction out of that one. I know I would get a serious reaction out of that one.
Oh, my God.
I know people are going to be infuriated, and they're going to be going crazy. I'm sorry I couldn't put it on Twitter, but the NFL is announcing it in about a minute, and I'm not allowed. I found out, but I wasn't allowed to announce it because the NFL has to announce it first, okay?
So not only will the Giants probably move forward with him because they like him, now he has a bargaining chip that he made the Pro Bowl? Is that what you're telling me? Like, he can now come to the bargaining table and say, well, I'm a Pro Bowl tight end.
Well, I'm just letting you know, I think that's going to take a lot of people by surprise, okay?
Oh, God.
But Evan Engram did make the Pro Bowl. From what I understand, Bradberry didn't. Martinez didn't. Logan Ryan didn't, and Lennon Williams didn't.
Unbelievable. I'm actually more offended by what... Repeat that again. Sorry.
Martinez didn't. From what I understand, Bradberry didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, I see you, Paul DeTino. and Lenny Williams. Leo Williams did not make it, from what I understand.
What about Peppers?
No.
Holy I heard was, shit.
You will find out now. It's going to be Graham Gano and Evan Engram.
All right, Gano deserves it, but this just shows you. This is why you, I think, why you always say all pro guys, not Pro Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why. Because this is stupid. Wow. Bradberry didn't make it, and Evan Engram made it. Okay.
So, I don't want to kill the messenger. Sorry, here. I'm sorry about, people like going crazy and this and that, but I just have a little fun with it saying, people, you're going to get a surprise later on tonight, when this announcement comes down.
A lot of viciousness on Twitter, Chris.
Yeah. People didn't like that, whatever. I'm having fun, people think this is life and death, I guess. So, if anybody's wondering, it's not going to be a Jimmy Hoffa announcement that I dug up as I found out. I just blew up three wise guys who whacked them back in, back in the day. I just found his body. I know some people have taken it that serious, but no, it's not that. It's just Evan Engram. I know people will get a serious reaction that he made the Pro Bowl. So,
well, you know what, dude? I'm stunned. And I'm even more aggravated that those other guys didn't. That's a joke. We probably end on that note. What a bad 24 hours. Oh, my God. All right, dude. Anything else you want to share? You're good.
No, I think that's it. Get back to work. Finish out these last two games.
Yeah.
See where the chips fall.
Yep.
And we'll see. Right. That's it. So we'll see. And then we'll talk about the offseason and after the new year. But right now we'll talk about Baltimore and hopefully they improve. Hopefully Daniel comes back, give it a shot the last two games.
Yeah.
And see where the chips fall. Right.
And we'll drop the next podcast, like you said, sometime on Saturday.
Obviously with the holidays, right? Saturday we'll drop it. So
Merry Christmas, Chris.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too and your family. Everybody enjoy. Everybody, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever holiday you are celebrating, and enjoy, all right? It came fast, Jerry. Thanksgiving's late. You missed that week, so it comes upon you.
That's right.
It comes upon you pretty quick,
Yes. So. Well said, buddy. All right, everybody, to order a subscription to The Giant Insider, which we printed last night, go to www.thegiantinsider.com, go to magster.com for a digital subscription, or download The Giant Insider app from the App Store. Real quick, one thing about the last night's game that was actually good was I was able to finish my articles before the end of the fourth quarter because I knew exactly where the game was headed, so that was nice. Got to bed a little earlier than usual. But anyway, all right, guys, like Chris said, happy holidays, and remember, Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.